The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
I want to say unbelievable incident happened. We don't know it. In the schut of the Kedoshim, in the schut of all the great tzaddikim that lived in this world, and there were so many people, regular Jews, all kinds of Jews, that were Moser Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. I would like to just tell over one incident that happened in one of the concentration camps. It was already towards the end of the war. And towards the end of the war, unfortunately, the Germans tried to do a lot of cover-up work. They tried to cover up all the bad things that they had done. In one of the concentration camps, they told everybody that on that day, they would be getting something very special. On that day, they were going to get fresh hot cakes. Never. They had one crumb to eat for an entire day. They had maybe a little bit of water, some cold little soup for a whole day of work, working from early morning till late at night. The Germans said, the Nazis, everybody, remember how nicely we treated you, how good we were to you. And they told the inmates. People began to line up. And indeed, the Nazis, Yimach Shemo V'Zichram, they brought in big baskets full of delicious hot cakes. And they started to give them out. Well, there was one Jew, Matityahu, he was standing in line. He said the following. He was so starving from 4 years of being in a concentration camp, of not having anything to protect him from the cold, from the hot, from anything. He was so starving that he stood there. If someone would tell him that he's free to go, he could leave the concentration camp, or he could wait in line for the hot cake. He said he would wait in line for the hot cake. He was more hungry, then he wanted to go. Okay? He was in the back of the line. As he goes towards the line and he goes a little bit further up towards the line, what does he see? He sees that there's only a few left. By the time he gets to the line, there is one left, but it's small. He takes it gladly. The Nazi commandant is giving them out. And he begins to go away. All of a sudden, in the other side of the hall, there's another Nazi, comes with a whole big, new container of fresh hot cakes. And he begins to give them out. This Matityahu, he couldn't help himself. Nobody saw him. He went on to the other line. And he stands there. And he waits. And he got a fresh, nice hot cake. And he put it quickly away underneath, next to his skin. He had two. There were other prisoners, not from Bnei Yisrael, that were also incarcerated for various reasons. Two big guys that came, saw him from one of the countries. They saw that the Jew took an extra one. They waited for him outside. And they said, you Jew, you went, you stole an extra one. We saw you, you were in the line over there, then you went in the line over there. You can't give it to us. I said, what do you mean give it to us? What are you? You're the policeman here. You're a prisoner like I am. How can you say, Jew, I'm telling you, give it to us. How can he give him up? That's his life, right? He held on very strong. The two people began to beat him so badly, and a third one joined in. They took away his cakes. They pummeled him to the ground. He was left. Mamash, almost dead. He looks up with his eyes to Shemayim. He says, Borei Olam, if you wanted to take me out of this world, why didn't you just take me out of this world? Why you left me like this? To get the cakes, and then to get beat up like this, so that I have no life left in me. Borei Olam, you had to do it like this? That was it. Closed his eyes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over every person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu mi Adam. Hafilu cherev chadam unachat al tzavaro shel Adam al titya'esh. Somehow he was able to come to the next morning. Slept the whole 24 hours. In the entire concentration camp, it was silent. No movement. Nothing. Nowhere was there anyone. He gets up, leans up, whatever he can. Every bone in his body ached. Blood all over him, covering him. He looks to the left. He looks to the right. Everybody dead. The Nazis, Yimach Shemam Zichram, wanted one last lick at the Jewish people. So they gave him fresh, hot, poison cakes. Me'et Hashem haitazot, hinifla'ot be'inenu. The man lived and still is living. Every person should be full with emunah bitachon. Every person should say to the Borei Olam, Hani ma'amin be'emunah shleima, I believe with a perfect faith that you are my Father, and that you watch me, and that you are the Manhig, and created everyone, and will continue le'olme olamim, to be a merciful Father, and the Shomer Yisrael. Amen. You've just